This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. Kansas State University Extension Master Gardeners of Johnson County have secured the bid to host the 2023 International Master Gardener Conference in Overland Park in June. K-State Research and Extension Horticulture Agent for Johnson County, Dennis Patton, covers the workshops, presentations, and tours planned for the upcoming conference.
We have 12 bus tours, 11 interactive workshops, 5 keynote speakers, 3 evening featured speakers, and nearly 50 breakout sessions and a trade show for people to attend while they're at the International Master Gardener Conference.
Let's run through some of the keynote speakers because it looks like you've got some from really all of the different areas that you're focusing on in terms of the international conference.
That's correct. You know, when it comes to our keynote speakers, we kind of want to make sure we reached out and touched a little bit of everything. One that we're proud to have is our very own Dr. Chuck Rice from the College of Ag. He's going to be speaking on gardening in a time of climate change. We have Jessica Wallitzer, who's going to be speaking on companion planting. We have another Kansan, Jim Richardson, the National Geographic photographer, who's going to talk on the world food supply as he's seen it traveling the world. We have the horticulturist from the Cincinnati Zoo, who's kind of our closeout. He's a humorist. Then we have Abra Lee talking about the influence of the Black gardener on the American gardening scene. So our keynote speakers have a wide range of interests, topics to help educate and just to enlighten people attending the conference.
You mentioned all the bus tours and everything else. I noticed you also have tours of private gardens. So that was another thing that you had to set up?
You know, when we got the conference, you know, it's our Johnson County Master Gardeners, Johnson County Extension, that's the lead organization. But one of our goals from the very start was to showcase Kansas. Even though we're in far eastern Kansas, Overland Park with the conference, we wanted to try to get people into more parts of Kansas. So we intentionally have an overnight bus tour that's going to the Maxwell Game Preserve there in Canton. It's going to Dick Arboretum of the Plains in Heston. It's going down to Wichita, to Botanica, and then the National Tallgrass Prairie Preserve there in Strong City. We have a bus tour heading over to the K-State campus, the tour of the gardens, some green roofs, the Konza Prairie. We have a bus tour headed over to Topeka. We have one headed to Lawrence. And then, of course, we have a number of tours here in the Kansas City metropolitan area. So our goal was to get people into more Kansas, learn more about Kansas, and really make this Kansas flavored with our bus tours.
Are there any restrictions on who can attend this conference?
Well, you know, the conference is designed for Extension Master Gardener volunteers from across the country, and there's roughly 86,000 of those in the United States wide. But, you know, we have no way of checking whether or not they're a Master Gardener or not, so the general public can slip into the conference. And there are a few activities that we will be opening up very shortly to the gardening public in the area. The tour of private gardens is going to be open up to the general public. And then we have 3 evening keynote speakers, a gentleman from Kew Gardens in London talking about the gardening scene in England. We have a local author, Sarah Dykeman, who grew up in the Johnson County area, and she bicycled the Monarch Migration over 10,000 miles. So she's going to be talking about that experience. And then we have one of the world-renowned plant explorers, Dan Hinckley, out of Seattle. And those events will be opened up to the public after the first year. And then registration, we'll probably do a soft opening to the public sometime in the late winter, spring, to individuals.
My mind is telling me that I read something somewhere that said that Kansas was one of the first states to offer the Master Gardener program.
The program started back in 73 in Washington State. And then Johnson County actually was the first program in Kansas to start the program back in 1980. So I think if you go back into number of states, we're in the top 10, 12 states that adopted this model of taking people with an interest in gardening, providing them with training, and then engaging them and helping them volunteer to help Extension, you know, spread our research-based information to the public. And in Johnson County, we have a little over 500 trained Master Gardener volunteers that are all working together to bring this conference to the Master Gardener community.
That's K-State Research and Extension Horticulture Agent for Johnson County, Dennis Patton. To learn more about the International Master Gardener Conference, go to imgc2023.com. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.